Round one of Change Bites is almost over. One last speaker to go before I introduce you to Hugh McKay. The Day My Life Changed by Jan Harris from Vimy Ridge.
I seriously thought I'd be talking to about 20 people, so... The last time I wrote and delivered a speech, it was a eulogy at my brother Ralph's funeral. Most years on his birthday, I have reread those words, a way of just being with him. That piece of paper, along with everything else I owned, was destroyed in the bushfire of March 18. There are others who will speak about the climatic and political events that led to the fire. At the moment, the only voice I have is for the personal and the small. When I thought about writing this, I was planning on focusing on some of the funny incidents, the curious event of the woman who lost herself in the dementia unit. I work in aged care. Having returned to work in clothes that had been given to me, I caught a glimpse of myself and did not know who the strange woman in the mirror was. Unnerving and funny. I could tell you how our off-grid home with our new system, not fully paid for, was brought down by the grid. Ironic to say the least. But really what I want to talk about is the language that has been used about this catastrophic event and how it just does not correlate to anything I feel. The modern world seems to be peppered with people on journeys, I think in a large part due to reality TV. We're on weight loss journeys, food journeys, renovating journeys, and through no fault of my own, I am apparently on a journey to recovery. Not only am I on a journey to recovery, but I am doing it bravely. These words just do not apply to me. I haven't been sick, so no need to recover. And as for brave, I just wake up every day. I think of my bedroom, the wardrobe bought from Canlow Markets, topped with my collection of hat boxes and quirky suitcases. My dressing table, which had a little bowl and a bell of my mother's. The photos of my children, the two of them dressed eccentrically outside Melbourne Zoo, another of my daughter, long blonde hair streaming as she leans out the window of a villa in the hills above Florence. I can see this in my mind's eye, but no longer in reality. I am mournful to what I have lost. This New Year's Eve, there won't be a feast that will be cooked outside and served to a dozen guests around our Cherrywood dining table. So much loss and so much sadness. We are using the wrong words. Recovery is so active. I need time to mourn, to grieve, to accept. I'm still adrift without the anchors of my life, the home that has been curated with our odd collections, the treasures from our children, grandchildren and our parents, the house that has been filled with people, food, parties, music, books, art, sorrow and joy. Next week on Ralph's birthday, I will play some music that we both loved and wish that in the last few months there had been space and the words that would have allowed those of us who have lost so much to write a eulogy to the lives that are no longer there. I'm not recovering, I'm grieving, and I'm actually okay with that. Thank you.